CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I can't stay in. I'm on my way downtown to the doctor's to get Betsy her medical checkup she needs for camp.
For camp?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you got her in?
Yes.
Hello, Betsy.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry. Good morning, Mrs. Lundell.
Well, you don't look very happy for a little girl who's going to camp.
I didn't know I had to go to the doctor. And I didn't know we had to sleep in tents. Oh. I thought they had cabins.
Oh, now, you're going to love it.
Sure you
Margie's just crazy about camp. And she'll be there. She left last week. She'll be there all the time you are.
I could only get Betsy in for 2 weeks, and I would never have done that if I hadn't called Mrs. Houston, who's a friend of this Miss Robbins who runs the camp, you know. Betsy didn't want to go, and they were all supposed to register last April. Yesterday, she decided she wanted to, and she didn't have anyone to play with.
Well, Betsy, now you're going to have a wonderful time. When does she go?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, you don't expect to get her ready in one day.
I have to.
I was nearly crazy for 1 week getting Marjorie off.
Well, that's why I stopped in.
Oh,
Miss Robin is mailing me the list of required clothing and equipment Betsy needs, but the mail won't come until noon. And since I'm on my way downtown now, I thought maybe you know could give me just some idea about what.
Well, sit down, sit down. I'll get paper and pencil. You don't know what you're in for.
Honey, I cannot take time now to discuss what Betsy needs for camp. I'm sorry, but I just haven't got the time.
Well, honey, I just had to stop in the office and talk to you about this. Now you will have to help me. You're the one who said she could go, and I had a hard time getting her in at the last minute like this anyhow. Now, we only have today to get her ready.
But, darling, I mean, after all, you're making such a big thing of this. It can't be that involved, getting one little girl ready for camp. Pete says she's certainly got plenty of clothes. Where is she now?
She's sitting in the doctor's office across the street.
Sitting over there?
Yeah.
By herself?
Yes.
Did you just leave her?
Doctor and the nurse. Well, I had to look at the list of things I have to buy.
Well, boy, I'm surprised she let you leave her.
Well, she started to make a big fuss. I was so mad. I told her if she didn't sit there quietly, I'd spank her in front of everybody in that waiting room.
Oh, honey.
She shut up like a clam. She knew I meant it. I told her there was nothing to make a fuss about. The nurse is there. She knows her. She knows the doctor. It's only a routine checkup she has to have to take a camp, which she begged and begged to go to. It's causing me a lot of trouble to get her ready in one day on top of planning the party on Saturday.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I suppose I said
what
they're
party?
What do you mean, what party?
Well,
Bobby's birthday party. Now, don't act as though this is the first that you have heard your son is going to be this coming Saturday and have a birthday party.
I'm sorry. I forgot about it. Yeah, I remember
really,
Saturday.
Dear?
Saturday?
Yes, Saturday. You know, in Bobby's birthday.
I can't go to any birthday party. I plan to play golf with friends.
Well, you better unplan it, because Bobby's birthday is Friday.
Well,
but I don't intend to manage 10 2-year-olds and their mothers by myself, so that's why I decided to have the party on Saturday when you would be there to help me.
But, all right. Ah, oh, honey, look, don't get so frantic over these things. We'll manage somehow. You know, before we had the children, we used to talk about what fun it would be having birthday parties and getting them off to camp and all the wonderful little experiences
oh,
that we'd go
we
through,
talk
you know.
Look forward to it,
well, now we're having
Well, let's get on with this wonderful little experience. I just won't have time to buy everything, so you'll have to help me out, honey. I mean, when you get through the office, if you can stop and buy these things on your way home, if you will.
Yeah, sure. Now, of course I will.
Yeah.
All right, just tell me what they are. Come on.
Well, let me see which ones you can buy here. Now, she needs a tin cup.
All righty, one tin cup. What she need a tin cup for?
I don't know. I wondered myself. Overnight hike, I guess. Just put down tin cup. 2 yards of oil cloth. You could get that, too.
Tin cup. Oil cloth? For heaven's sake, what she want oil cloth for?
Well, they use it for sitting around the campfire and also, you know, to put under her on the overnight hike when the ground is damp and all that sort of thing.
They might as well stay
now, look, we aren't going to get anywhere if you keep asking what for. I don't know what for. I haven't been to camp either. They didn't have this list of things when I went to camp. I figured you could pick up these things at that general hardware store that seems to have everything.
All right, all right, all right. Tin cup, 2 yards of oilcloth.
Let's see. A bedroll. Bedroll. No.
A bedroll.
You know what they are.
Yeah, I know what they're. Those things. Those are not cheap, you know, these things.
I know. Ann said you could get one for about $8. And while it isn't required, they all have them, so I figured they know.
He said, well, why does Betsy need a bedroll? All this expense. I thought she was sleeping in a tent on a camp cot.
She needs the bedroll for the overnight hike.
Mike, what kind of an overnight hike is this? Why does she need to be equipped as though she were climbing Mount Everest? When I was a Boy Scout and went to camp, we just had a blanket and a flashlight for an overnight hike. That's all we had.
Flashlight. I'm glad you mentioned that. Put it down, flashlight. You need that, too.
All right.
And a knife.
Knife?
Yes. Aunt said Marjorie just took a regular Boy Scout knife. I guess it belonged to Jack.
Well, Betsy's never handled a knife before.
Well, she has to.
All right, a knife. She got a knife. Go on.
4 yards of mosquito netting.
All right, again, I suppose, for the overnight hike.
No, this is for the camp cot in the tent. Also, she has to bring 4 posts to be tied to her camp cot for the mosquito netting. Now, you have to do that when we take her there tomorrow and get her settled.
4 posts? What do you mean, posts?
Posts.
Where do I go to buy 4 posts?
Well, Ann said that what she did was to go down to the lumber yard, and she bought what they call a bundle of tomato sticks. They come in bundles, I guess. It's scrap lumber or something. And Ann said that Jack picked out the 4 straightest and sandpapered them. And then I guess they used the rest for tomatoes, you know. And that's what they used for the...
All right, all this nonsense. Just for one kid to go to camp. I don't have time, you know, to be sandpapering tomato posts. I mean, I got a few things...
Do it tonight, can't you, dear? I mean, it's... She's going to camp.
All right, golly. Well, I don't
now,
have
let's
time
keep to... calm if we're going to enjoy this wonderful experience, huh?
Yeah. I just don't have time to do all this. I mean, I've got a few other things on my mind.
I thought you could stop on your way home.
All right. Well, what are you buying?
I'm buying the clothes she has to have. Long socks, a special raincoat, rubber boots, sneakers, and, dear, you had better plan to be up all night. She has to have her name put on everything.
Daddy, look at my new raincoat.
Betsy, please do not bother Daddy while he's riding. Anyhow, you better get to bed. Come on, dear. I need more name tapes to iron on the sheets and the blankets.
I know. Just a second. Let me rest a minute. I got a writer's cramp. I thought you could buy name tapes to iron
on. You can, but you have to order them in advance, dear, with a name already on. That takes time, so I had to buy that special marking pencil.
Boy, I have written Betsy Piper so much I'm dizzy.
Not only dizzy, but illegible. Oh, look at this one, honey.
Huh?
Looks like Belzy Tappan or something. You didn't even cross the T.
Nobody's got a name like that, so they'll know who it is. Never mind. Look, does it matter if she loses a sock or two?
Names on everything. That's a camp rule. Names on everything.
I think she was going to Timbuktu. That camp's only 15 miles away. She could commute.
The tin cup has to be marked, too. Just put on some adhesive tape, Aunt said, and write her name on the tape, you know.
Gee, I think maybe camp's going to be fun after all.
It better be. Now, please go on up and get to bed, Daddy, and I have to get everything marked and packed in the duffel bag. Oh, listen, go bring down your suitcase for your clothes. Go on, dear. I'm putting sheets, blankets, and towels and things like that in your duffel bag,
all right? All right, Mommy, I'll get my suitcase.
All right, dear. Dear, do you think she'll be all right?
What?
I remember my first night in camp. I was so homesick. Gee, I cried and cried and cried. In fact, there were 6 in our tent, and we all cried and cried.
Yeah, I know. I was 8. I bawled all night, too. Oh, well, can't think about that now. All right, come on. Check them off now as I start packing.
Yeah, all right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rubber boots. 1 pair of red sneakers.
1 pair of red sneakers.
1 pair of white sneakers.
1 pair of white...
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.